The BBC presents My Music. A radio panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
Thank you. Once again, we bring you some musical enlightenment under the name of My Music. It's a panel game, the contestants being, as ever, Ian Wallace, aided by Dennis Norton, and David Franklin, assisted by Frank Muir. Ian, here's a piano piece arranged for orchestra. Which ballet does it come from, and please, who composed it?
That's all those hostesses in the health club. The sylphides.
Yes, that's right, yes.
That was the one that in Steptoe and Son, when the old man picks up the record and looks at it, he says, Les Syphilids. Dirty little beast. Yes.
And the composer, Ian?
Chopin.
Of that grand and brilliant piece, yes, Chopin, Les Sylphides. Two marks to you. Dennis, whose signature tune was this? And, not a question I often ask, can you tell me his wife's name?
There's a Latin poem which starts Facilis descensus Averno. How easy it is to fall from the heights of the muse or something, isn't it? So we fall. Whenever a question comes to me, that's what happens. We get this descent. That's Harry James. And his wife's name was the magnificent Betty Grable.
Yes, thank you very much. Harry James, Betty Grable, two marks to you. I'm glad you know a Latin tag. The only one I know is Senex Promissa Barba, which means an old man with a long beard. And I can't often drag it into the conversation, but I do try. Tell me, what had your Latin tag to do with the question?
Well, it means how easy it is to go. We were in the heights with Ian, and we suddenly comes to...
Say no more.
Your question.
Say no more.
Or
as we Latins put it, Senex Promissa Barba.
Steve, yeah. Steve, you're growing into your tag.
Your tag.
David Franklin, this is also, in a manner of speaking, somebody's signature tune, as the last bit was. Actually, a number of people. Who?
Bands the Barneys.
It's the sig tune of...
The opening sig. Yes.
What?
The opening sig tune.
The opening sig tune
is,
of the gods in Wagner's Ring.
Yes, the entry of the gods. Yep. Hence the opening. The entry of the gods into Valhalla in Rheingold. You're absolutely right, and you get two marks. Frank, question for you. Who is the star of this recording?
Planet.
Well, yes.
Isn't it the same thing?
No, that's right.
Ah. Yes. Well, that's the star, isn't it?
I'm trying to help you, actually.
It's one of Holst's planet suites.
I don't wish to be rebuked when I try to help you. Yes, you're right. Sorry, which one, please?
What?
Which which planet?
That's not fair. Yes.
He brings jollity.
Does he?
Yes.
Jupiter.
Yes, Jupiter, the bringer of jollity from Holst's planet suite, and you get your 2 marks. Yes. Next round. In one of Cole Porter's lyrics, there's a couplet that goes, "Restrain your desire to curse while I crucify the verse." Not many singers bother about verses in popular music. They go straight to the chorus, or as some people still rather quaintly call it, the refrain. Let's see how you are on verses. In fact, 2 marks if you can go straight into the chorus that follows. 1 mark if you can fight your way to at least naming the song. So you do get 2 if you can pick up the chorus straight away. Ian, pick this up if you can as it goes into the chorus.
With music and words I've been playing, for you I have written a song. To be sure that you'll know what I'm saying, I'll translate as I go along. My old man said,
or, do you know it?
There's a message coming here. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup, but I don't know what to do.
Rubbish! Rubbish! Does anybody in the audience know how it goes on?
Yeah.
Thank you. Fly me to the moon. Yes. So that's no marks to Ian and not to Dennis either on that. Dennis, your turn, actually. How does this go on?
It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view.
I've got a crush on you. I must tell you. I've only ever done one record program, and that was on Christmas Day, 1971, in the morning, about 11:30 in the morning, when all the ladies were in front of the oven, and I played this song, because it's one of my favourites, and it comes from an LP, I think, called Sinatra at the Sands, and it's I've Got a Crush on You, and it's the sexiest song he ever sang, and I got letters from ladies all over the country to say that when this came on Christmas Day, they were cooking. Half of them ended up either crushing the turkey between their nervous feet or basting their elbow. It's a marvellous song, and he does a kind of counter thing with the saxophone player where he goes, fight, 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 fight.
Yes, right. Yes. You actually got it right. Goodness knows, there isn't a chord in the world that can bring you in the right key.
No.
If Frank Sinatra sang it in E-flat and you came in thrum,
I wouldn't dare to be in the same key as Sinatra. Listen, he stays in his key, I stay in mine.
Well said.
Listen.
And you get 2 marks because you did what I asked. You sang the next line. David, don't be offended, please, if we go back a few years for yours.
Of course.
I've got a creed for every need, so easy there, it must succeed. I'll set it down for you to read, so please take heed. Keep off the gloom, let in the sun, that's my advice to everyone. It's only once you pass this way, so
I'm not going up there. Spread a little happiness. Da-da-dee.
Yes, thank you. That's right. Yes. Do you know who the singer was? You must have done.
Billy Hale.
Or yes,
you Lee got Marvin.
It. Frank had it. Him, what was born under a wandering star. No, it was Frank was right. It was Billy Hale, and you get your 2 marks. Spread a little happiness. That's right. Frank, with memories of Frances Day, were you a stage door Johnny of hers, I wonder? Anyway, with memories of Fanny Day, try this.
This verse I've started seems to me the tin antithesis of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain.
It's life, fullness, delicious, it's lovely.
Yes, Francis Day's song over here. That was, of course, Ella Fitzgerald singing it. You get 2 marks. Have a look at the score. Leading now by 2 marks, David Franklin and Frank Muir. Let's turn our attention to signature tunes and find out how good you are at choosing appropriate songs or titles. Ian, as we all know, you're a Scot by parentage and general inclination, if not precisely by birth. What do you think would make a good tune to play as the haggis is brought ceremonially to the table? Shall I repeat that while you think, or are you all right? Have a go. The haggis ceremonially to the table, a signature tune.
Yes, well, of course, I would have to abandon... how it would normally be done, because, of course, it would be piped in to some very suitable piped tune with a pipe major, and he then puts down a whole tumbler of whiskey in one go, having brought it in. But as far as signature tunes for this is not very easy, is it? Someday my mince will come.
Do nicely, I think.
My sweet little Aggis grew round.
I'll stop you before you go any further. What's... Oh, Dave.
Our sweet mystery of life.
You certainly get 2 marks. I did allow myself the luxury, having time to think, which you didn't, of thinking that I would have played when the haggis came to the table, when my sheep comes in. That doesn't get any much
to me. Or sheep tummy of love.
Sheep tummy of
love. Sheep tummy. Two out of two, anyway. Dennis, what would you consider a good signature tune for the World Chess Championships? You can remember what that all led to. World Chess Championships.
Chess. All right. Just free associate like mad for me.
yes.
Well, you could have something from The King and I, or... or We'll Mate Again. Or Porn Free.
That's the one. Yes, Porn Free will be lovely. 2 marks to you. David, a suitable signature tune, please, for the SFPOTBG.
For the what? That's the...
I will explain. That's the Society for the Preservation of Faded Operatic Tenors Who've Blown Their Gaskets. Society which I had the privilege of naming myself just 10 seconds ago. Faded Operatic Tenors Who've Blown Their Gaskets. A signature tune for them, says he, talking madly while you think.
The song is ended, do you? But the tenor lingers on.
That would do very nicely, actually, yes.
Frank has suggested an amendment. Would you care to sing it, Mr. Muir?
No.
The song is ended, but the melody lingers.
2 marks to you. Frank, how about a suitable signature tune for a hippie colony?
Are there any?
Hippie colony. Signature tune.
The motto would be, a little earning is a dangerous thing. I think one of the drawbacks of that kind of rather close communal living would be a song like, it's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh, no, it's just the nearness of few.
And 2 marks. I had a feeling everybody was going to get 2 in that round, but everybody has. So we're right where we were with the scoring. Here's a round of questions concerning bells. Ian, starting with you, as usual, the composer, please, and the singer of this.
The temple bells are ringing, the young green corn is springing, and the marriage month is drawing very near. I lie hidden in the grass, and I count the moments pass, for the month of marriage is drawing near.
Composer.
Well, the voice is unmistakable.
Yes.
Peter Dawson.
Yes. And the composer?
Oh, it's... No, it's this is it's Temple Bells. Is,
yeah, yes, one of the four.
Is it one of the Kipling?
Or is
well, he's not the composer. Let's
no,
say.
No.
Well, it isn't a Kipling. It's not a Kipling poem either.
No,
I don't think.
No.
Is this the one that did Indian Love?
Yes. It's one of the four.
Well, it's
a
woman.
Yeah, it's the one in Bandwagon. This is going back a bit. Arthur Askey always used to say, "I will now sing," and used to Indian Love by Amy Woodford Frumfrum.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you nearly got it.
Well, I never knew what it was.
Ian does.
No, I can't do... It's Amy Wood... I know it's Amy, but I can't...
Woodward Findon.
Yes, thank you.
Amy?
Woodward Findon.
No, not quite. Amy Wood...
Findon Woodward.
Amy Woodford Findon. You get 1.5, don't you? Because you've got Peter Dawson and the Amy Wood part. Amy Woodford Findon, composer of the four Indian Love lyrics.
Thank
Dennis,
you.
Dennis, here's a bell song from The Bell Like Brannigan.
Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clement's. You owe me 5 farthings, say the bells of St. Martin's. Lend me 5 shillings, say the bells of St. Helen's. When will you pay me, says the bell of Old Bailey.
Dennis, some of the big bells of London. Which, Dennis, is the largest bell in Britain?
It's one of the questions you should know, isn't it?
Which is the largest bell?
Bell in Britain.
Well, there's Great Tom, isn't there?
No.
I
tell you, this one weighs over 16 tonnes, and it's tolled, not struck, as Big Ben is. It's tolled.
They tolled the one bell only.
Does anybody know his name in the audience? Thank you, Great Paul in St. Paul's Cathedral. Thank you, madam. Yes.
Great Paul.
Paul. No marks for Dennis, but an interesting answer, I think, all the same. David, a bit of opera for you. Toppy, no less. The bell-like tones of Lily Pons and the end, David, of the what from what by whom?
Well, the bell song from Lakme.
By?
Beginning with D.
Yes.
Delib.
Delib, that's right. And you get your marks, too, for that. Good. Frank.
Frank. Can I get proper music?
It's your turn. No, you get me.
Oh.
Listen carefully to this, Frank. If this bell note... is dimity, and this is gaudet. Why should one be wary of this note?
Insensitively played. Dimity is a material.
Can't win them all. No, this is no help, no. Dimity, gaudet.
If this is true...
This is a particular reference which you may or may not get. I thought you would get it, actually. I'll give you a few other names, all except the one which is the answer to the question. Other names, about Gaudet, Sabaoth, John, Jericho, Jubilee, Dimity, Taylor Paul, and...
It's got something to do with the Nine Tailors.
Ah, yes. We're there.
They're all the
we're
names there. Of the bells in Dorothy L. Sayers.
Yes.
Novel. About crime called The Nine Tailors, where the chap got deafened in the belfry.
That's right. Now, why should one be wary of...
Well, because that's just right by his lugger. As it swung round. It's a nasty, yes. Nasty death.
It's
yes, being caught by the clappers.
It was in... Do you remember his name?
No.
The bell of the name of the bell? No.
I
thought you would. It's Batty Thomas. The bell that killed altogether three people in Dorothy Sayers' The Nine Tailors. Out of two marks, how many marks shall I give him?
One and seven eighths.
No, I don't think he deserves any marks, really, do you?
No.
No, right, no marks at all.
Oh, cash prize.
We've got The Nine Tailors.
Yes. Let's have a small... Let's have a demo.
By then I'd given you the names of the other eight bells, which ought to be the help.
Well, we got
eight bells, that's too. A nautical phrase.
Yeah. We don't mind, we give him a mark. We don't mind.
Give him half a mark. Give him half a mark. Right. Half a mark is right, yes.
Any advance on half a mark?
Fairness prevail, half a mark it is. This final round is when you earn a mark by singing. A couple of marks if you get the words something like right, so you can get two here. I'm going to give you the line that triggers you off, and then you pick up the song from there, singing through to the end. All right? As always, we leave Ian's song till last, and we begin with Dennis.
Trigger me off.
Dennis, come in singing, please, after the line I give you, and just to show I'm fearless, I'll sing it for you. All right?
All right.
That's just to get you in the wrong key. Right, here we go. But heaven rest... No. Sorry again.
It's not easy,
but heaven rest...
It's not
easy. I'm not as bad as you are.
That's why I won't dance. Why should I?
He's ahead of me. Right, I'm asking the question.
I've finished. Never mind. Ahead of me.
That's about you sing the first line and I'll pick up the rest of the song.
But heaven rest us.
I'm not asbestos.
That's it.
Two marks. It's all gone wrong, I tell you. David. I'm not so young as I used to be, for I'm getting old and grey. Notice that rather fine accent. I'm no so young as I used to be, for I'm getting old and grey.
The man who built the bank at Monte Carlo.
Hello. I can't give you that.
This isn't Saturday Night and When Glasgow Belongs to Me, is
it? It's the same man, but it's not the same song.
It's Will Fife.
Will Fife. I have to go on. Will Fife used to go on. But my heart is young and I'm fond of fun and I'm very proud to say I'm getting married on Thursday. No, I'm 94 today. 94 today. Can't give you the marks. Frank. Oh, dear, another accent. I can't do these accents. I'll sing it straight. In my profession, I work hard and I never stop.
I'll climb that bloomin' ladder till I reach right to the top. The blushing bride, she looked divine. The bridegroom, too, was doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine. When I'm cleaning windows...
And so, finally, to Ian. Ian. And they say this beats the band.
The way he handles the men is grand. Oh, when I shout, birds fly out, daisies fade. I've a way that must be obeyed. NCOs say I bite, and recruits die of fright. When the sergeant majors on parade. Put it on, bum, 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 bum. Pick him up, pick him up.
We used to have that in concert party during the war. You had rather prim baritones. When they got to that middle bit, you'd say, pick them up, pick them up! Or what the who the where?
Yes, I'm afraid we mustn't go on. That ends this edition of My Music. A victory by 1.5 marks for David Franklin and Frank Muir.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. The questions were compiled by our chairman, Steve Race, and the programme was produced for the BBC by Tony Shryan.